This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
We are here in the studio lounge with Megan Croson, Manager of Consumer Engagement at America's Credit Unions. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Thanks.
We're on the last day. We're in the home stretch.
We are.
How has the conference been the last couple of days? I mean, lots of highlights, I'm sure.
It's been fantastic. Yeah. Like, just the connections. Mm-hmm. And being able to talk to people face to face, and yeah, it's been the sessions.
Yeah, for sure. I was in a couple of them yesterday, so it was really refreshing. And it's a different type of group here. These folks are here for a very specific reason. They are here. They're on a mission. It seems like so, and it's really cool to see. So the true, really credit union mission is right here at this conference. So if you want to live it, this is where to come. So, all right, Megan, we wanted to talk to you about. Is it FICEP?
It is FICEP.
Rhymes with bicep.
Yep.
So it's America's Credit Unions. Well, you share it with me because I'm new to this.
Okay.
So share with me what it's all about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So it is our financial counseling certification program.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of nicknamed FICEP.
I like it.
It comes with the designation of CCUFC. So you're the certified credit union certified financial counselor.
Mm-hmm.
You have a book. The FICEP certification is a book that goes through different financial counseling scenarios, from budgeting to debt to divorce to bankruptcy to it crosses the whole gamut.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it allows you, the person going through the certification to learn kind of all of that information so that they can then better serve our members. So the certification we've kind of have two different tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You can go the book route.
Yeah.
And then there is an exam, 100 question exam.
There's a test, Megan?
There is a test.
Just kidding.
But don't be scared of the exam.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But there is an exam. Once you pass that, then you receive that CCUFC designation.
Right. Well, that confirms that you're retaining the information.
Correct.
Right? And then you can use it because you want.
Yes. Know. And that's really all that exam is. It's just to make sure you have that knowledge
exactly.
So you can serve the members.
Right.
We also have an e-school. So we have webinars.
Okay.
And they're done by actually a couple of our people here at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
They're presenters as well. So we have this year, we had 10 webinars. We had 8 going through the chapters. And then we had 2 study prep webinars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we have a classroom that has all of the additional information and documents. There's a study guide, practice quiz. We have an audiobook.
Oh my gosh.
This year. So every 3 years we update all of the information in the books.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the new 6th edition FICEP book came out.
Okay.
So we're working on new fresh material. The book is 60 chapters. But don't be afraid of it, because we set it up as a resource guide.
Right.
So the chapters are 1 to 2 pages.
Right.
So you can
go back and refer.
Yes.
Yep. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And then, so we record those webinars,
mm-hmm.
and then those live on our platform for the whole year. So if you don't catch the live webinars, mm-hmm. you can then register for the e-school anytime throughout the year, and kind of do a self-study through. Watching those webinars, reading the book, mm-hmm. and then taking the exam.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in addition to refreshing the content every 3 years, we also ask that you recertify every 3 years, so you're up to date.
I think that's very smart. Yeah.
Yep. So we have recertification every 3 years, and we call that the update book.
Because there's new stuff all the time, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. So the update book and the update e-school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the e-school, the book is much smaller. 80 pages, and then we have 2 for the e-school, the webinars, There are two webinars and then the book.
Okay, okay.
And there's no exam to research.
Oh, okay. That sounds, I'm good with that. As long as you're retaining the information, especially when it's new. So what's the why? Why should somebody go through this program?
So we were actually just at breakfast this morning, kind of talking about, not only is it great for the members, but it's also great for the credit union employees too.
Oh, completely.
To have this knowledge.
Yeah.
Even if they don't certify, to have them have the knowledge to maybe help them with their finances.
Completely.
And so having it, you know, the frontline staff knowing about debt management, bankruptcy, or not big, but like debt management, budgeting, so that they can then, you know, kind of help those members with some of those easier things, and then make referrals. But it's really about having that knowledge. And we've found that credit unions that have implemented the FISEP program, actually their retention rate of employees is longer.
Nice.
There's more of a loyalty.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they've been invested in as well. Even as I was editing this new sixth book, I found things in it that I went and then talked to some of my financial people, you know, to help me too.
Yeah.
So it's like it's even as you're reading the book. So it's just great to have that knowledge. To not only help yourself, but
and help others.
Help others.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pay it forward type of thing. For
yes.
Sure. So where can folks find out about FISEP, and then how do they get involved? How do they sign up to take the course? Or
absolutely.
What's that whole process like?
Yeah. So right now they can go to cuna.org/FISEP.
Okay.
FICEP. And there's all the information you need there. They can email FCertifications at americascreditunions.com.
Okay.
That will come directly to me and I can answer all questions.
All right.
If people are familiar with the training, the CUNA training bundle, or the America's Credit Union's training bundle, FISEP is included in that.
Okay.
So there's a couple different ways they can access.
So is it an on-demand thing where you can take it yourself, or are there set times where people go in and take it? Or
So we do offer the live sessions. Those were in January through March.
Okay.
And so now it's kind of an on-demand with the recordings. People can go in.
Cool. At their leisure. Okay.
Yeah.
And then get it done, for sure.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is cool. So, yeah, we'll put all the links in the show notes and stuff so people can get to you guys and ask questions and sign up to do it. I think this is fabulous. And because obviously it just really enhances the value of a credit union if you have folks like this on staff, right?
Yes.
So, and I think entire credit unions can sign up their whole staff to do this type of thing. So
yes, especially
with
a training bundle.
Yep, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, Megan, anything else to add here before I unleash you onto the rest of the final day of CUFIN and Health?
I don't think so. This has been great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for letting us know about this. This is something a little bit new to me. So, and I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't know about this. So now we can get the word out.
Now you know.
Now I know. Even better. All right. Well, thank you, Megan. Appreciate the time as always. And enjoy the last day.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CUFIN Health brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.